Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed. Mxesibe, kunjani?
Man, ninjani nina?
Sihlile, Mxesibe Khondo, man. Good to talk to you again.
I'm glad that we speak again, man. Mkhonzi, I can't do imbi, man.
Lovely, lovely. Great to hear that. We're going to be talking about a rather interesting topic, and one that we throw around every time we feel that we are under threat and we cannot we are basically cut off from expressing ourselves. The freedom of expression. And of course, the freedom of expression is contained in the Section 16 of the Constitution. It serves to empower everyone to be able to express themselves, both in political and non-political context. And yet, the right seems to be a very controversial one. And the biggest issue associated with the right is how to balance it against various other rights that are implicated by certain forms of expression. And so we're going to be talking to you about this. If you can please explain in broader terms the meaning of this freedom of expression.
Yeah. When a person wishes to express his views, either in academic writing or in journalistic writing or in political expression, if it is, of course, classified as a political expression, that particular right enables a person, and it actually enumerates those areas. I mean, it would also go as far as artistic works are concerned. Those people who are into that space are allowed to express themselves and do it to the extent that they are able to say, we have not transgressed anybody's right. For instance, you could rise up tomorrow and say, no, my human dignity has been transgressed and really badly flouted at by your expression at me. Go back to the case of journalism. One some time ago, Zapiro was taken to court for by Jacob Zuma for expressing in a cartoon that Jacob Zuma was raping the democratic and the judicial systems of South Africa. And Jacob Zuma felt that, nah, this is too much and this is very bad. And in that sense, I am going to take you to court for even using the word that says I have raped the democratic systems and the judicial systems of this country. I remember that case, by the way, was never finally heard on the day when it arrived in court. So you can take an individual to court. You can take government to court. You can take anyone to court simply because there is a competing right that you feel it is not supposed to be hit on by your expressing yourself in a particular way. And to that extent, you then find that we will be talking therefore about that though you have the right to express yourself in speaking terms and you say whatever you say, but someone will say you should be limited. There are limitations in terms of Section 36 to what you have said. And therefore, we would like you to stop doing it the way you are doing. You cannot express it the way you have done. Then the court will be called upon. Please, court, make a determination. Is the expression of this particular individual that he claims that he has a right to do so, is it really covered fully by Section 16? Because you have to now, as a court, make inroads into an analysis. This section does not cover lots of things. I mean, this section, for instance, does not enumerate things like pornography, does not enumerate things like strippers at teasers, you know that. So we then have to go in as a court and make a determination. Is this right that this person claiming to be a freedom of expression covered by Section 16? And the court, to that extent, will have to, another writer in constitutional law says, we will have to delineate, we will have to split hairs and say it is or it is not covered.
Yeah.
So you can express yourself. Like, for instance, if a court of law has made a decision you don't like, so many decisions are made by the constitutional court that politicians don't like. The normal thing that politicians do is to criticize that particular judgment. But when they do so, they should do so within their freedoms to express themselves and criticize the judgment without taking the judiciary, all of it, under their armpit and running with it and tell us as the lay people down on the ground that don't trust this judicial system. That is not a freedom of expression when you do that. So you've got to be able to look at a judgment and criticize it, because even the people that make the judgment are also fallible human beings and they can always make mistakes. So we have been given the right to express ourselves against any judgment, from a magistrate to a justice of the Constitutional Court, that we don't like this judgment and therefore we are calling the shots. We want to tell the world this is how we feel about it. That particular thought or opinion or an expression is covered by Section 16.
Yeah.
Now, there are people who at one point or another, where it's a case of a certain man by Mr. Dirac. He was involved in pornographic matters. And when he was charged, he claimed that, no, he has a freedom to express himself. And then there was a question in Section 27 of the Films Act and Act of Law
to
try and test that against Section 16. And it was Section 27 in the Films Act.
Yeah.
And there, the court needed to make a decision. When you are going to be parading yourself publicly like this in pornographic matters to the extent where you, Mr. Dirac, you want to even claim the right to express yourself, and you want to say to the world at large, no, that section under which the police are charging you is unconstitutional and therefore invalid in an open and democratic society. Does the court therefore allow that? And the court eventually said, look here, we have a right in expressing ourselves, but if it is going to be the way of committing crime indirectly, and therefore that crime is to the extent where you want to cover yourself constitutionally, we're not going to allow that. And the court said, you cannot do so. And that is the reason why, when you go, lastly, I was saying to a friend of mine this afternoon, Many people who are into the, the social media area, in the internet, in that sex explicit areas of expression, they themselves have at all times put some expression that says, you may not go in here if you are under the age of 18. To some extent, that's something they try to cover themselves with, so that if you go in, you must know you go in at risk. It's fine, but you should know you go in at risk. And therefore, they will probably at some point, if someone takes them to court, say, no, but we have given a warning ahead so that the person does not just go in there. But whatever we have done, we have put in, I would say, a cover to anyone. We are not exposing this thing to children under the age of 18. We are not exposing it to people who are in the religious space. And therefore, we are fine to have done and covered the social media side of it.
Mm.
You have that analysis which you would eventually one day have to make, because you don't want to ban everything in this country.
Yeah.
But in other countries, like in the United States, I was reading one of the academic books, this is banned, finished. It's illegal. It is unfair. You may not do so. If you are caught, you will go to jail.
Yeah.
That's what it is. In South Africa, it is still allowed. You would have to just prove that you did not transgress even the extent of the morality of the people out there in secular life. So you have a lot in it that is there. Remember now, I want to tell you this. This freedom of expression, Section 16, for me, goes hand in hand with Section 15,
okay,
which is about belief and opinion. And
okay,
I want to tell all Adventists and say, the Constitution in South Africa, it is still, for me, the best document that we have in this world we live in.
Okay.
Particularly when it comes to this opinion. You can start your own religion tomorrow and express it the way you wish to do so. But do not take people and take them and incite them to hate others simply because of their expression and their choices in religious terms. Don't do that, because it is in their opinion, it is in their self-expression, it is in their own belief that they also be allowed to express themselves. Unlike in other countries, our Christianity is not allowed at all in other countries. You may not even express yourself in other countries and say, I want to become a Christian. Jesus is the savior.
Mm.
You are not allowed to do so in other countries. But in South Africa, you are allowed to say Jesus is not the savior. And no one will prosecute you because of expressing yourself in that particular fashion. We have a system in this country that allows us to express it to the extent that I've just explained.
Yeah.
But hate speech is not allowed. Incitement to war is not allowed. And I was talking to myself today and saying to myself, there comes a day when one person will question whether Orania in South Africa really should be kept as Orania like it is.
Mm-hmm.
People in Orania express their cultural beliefs, and they would like to say, we are a homogeneous society, we are Afrikaners, and therefore leave us to express our lives, to live in our own place as we wish. If you're going to come into our own space, please, you should know, you shall have to be part and parcel of the cultural setup that we have in this side of life in South Africa. Here they are, they've been allowed. They leave and they continue to do so. But I do think that one good day, there will be a challenge in the future. Because when it comes to issues of employment, you will know by now that in domestic terms, blacks are still the ones who are employed in all places. And I doubt that blacks are not employed in Orania. I think black people have been to some extent employed in that space. And I feel that apartheid has to some extent been allowed to thrive and to go on. And I don't like the idea of Orania. And that's me. And that's my expression here. And your freedom of expression can be expressed against a group of people who adopt a particular direction.
Yep.
But because they also have adopted it, they are allowed, in terms of the way we live in South Africa, to express themselves in their way of life. And
yep.
that's why you have Oranje here. Mm. I've heard that here in Midrand, where Afrikaners also are beginning to build also a community of their own, because Midrand is a huge space.
Mm-hmm.
And there they use the boom gate, and only people who are of Afrikaner origin are allowed to live in that particular area. Not far, Zama, here in Midrand.
I didn't know that. Mm.
Yeah, and so you have a situation that develops in that fashion.
Yes,
let me look at the section still.
Mm-hmm.
Advocacy for hatred that is based on race, ethnicity, gender, or religion. I've already spoken to you about that. And that constitutes incitement to harm. You see,
mm-hmm.
if you're going to be expressing your religion, to the extent where you harm others, you take Jerusalem or what, Israel and Palestine.
Yes, yes.
And that's why South Africa was happy. And I support South Africa for taking Israel to the International Court of Justice,
mm.
because the main reason for them is to occupy a land that is not theirs. One, these Israelites or the government thereof. But we know from 1948, it was simply based on discrimination, and the world is afraid of actually expressing it. So South Africa, with its experience, decided, let's fight it on. And no one can stand in front of the South African government from taking them to court. They've already been to court twice. I know that they will be going to court now for the third time, so that the people of Palestine cannot and should not be discriminated simply because they are Palestinians and they want their land in their own hands. And that's that. Now, to the extent where now Israel takes up arms and they go to war. Now, if we are to do that in South Africa and say, we want to express our religious beliefs and we shall go to war because we are Muslims,
mm.
we shall go to war against all of you who are Christians or who are Buddhists or who are Hindus. By the way, today is Diwali.
Diwali.
And that Diwali, it is a Hindu belief system. They are allowed to express themselves. Today, tonight, even yesterday in the evening, they had to do what we do at Christmas time or at New Year's Eve,
mm.
where they shoot crickets in the sky and express themselves with their celebrations. They are allowed to express themselves in that fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what is lovely about South Africa accommodating all of us. But if someone were to be caught in satanism, where they kill human beings, mm. suck blood, and go to the extent where they say, in our religious system, we are allowed to kill, we are allowed to take blood off and murder, they will be arrested. That's not a belief. That's not a belief. And we will then use Section 36 to put a limitation on that expression of the religiousness of those people.
Mm.
So it's wide, Mfwetu.
It's very wide. It's very wide.
But it's beautiful. I love it.
Yeah, but we literally left with 2 minutes, and I really want to ask you this question. What happens then in the case where the freedom of expression of one party is overshadowed by another right, you know, of another individual? Then what comes first? I'm going to say this, for instance, you mentioned the issue of Diwali or maybe people celebrating their New Year's and stuff like that, and they're doing their crickets and all of those things. And but some in the neighborhood, I'm talking about gated communities, would say, no, this is making noise and it's infringing on our right to peace. But at the same time, they're infringing on the right of these people to celebrate their festival. So what then?
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, look, this was what comes once a year, right?
Mm.
Once, only once in a year. And you rise up, you are complaining about this as if we don't do these very same crickets between the 25th of December and the 1st of January, and other people in the same community, they play their radio throughout the night, only at 3-4 a.m. do they stop playing their radios, Kumba Kumba, to the extent that they do. In fact, Mamela man, if our dignity is because this is what it is, it's what it is.
Yeah.
If your dignity is impaired, the SPCA will easily come for dogs or animals. And that's why in December, the SPCA always says, please bring your pets so that they are not affected by crickets. The SPCA hates it all. They don't like it because animals are severely traumatized at that stage. Actually, let me put it different and say the Western world, you are not allowed to slaughter a sheep in the suburbs. In the suburbs, you may not kela your gusha there. You may not do that. You must go to the abattoir.
Yeah.
Let it be slaughtered there. Bring it here already slaughtered. But you and I know, as Amakasebe, we want to slaughter it here. And if it is a goat, we want to go, want to hear the goat gloating. It could be in all. And then you say, tamaku, tamaku vumile.
Yeah.
Because we have that kind of a cultural belief that we have. And so they are colliding one with one another. That will be taken to court. And if you are able to justify it, because you are not doing it every day, you are just doing it for that moment, you are more likely to find that the court will rule in your favor. But there could be instances where the court, maybe in the Western Cape, you find the Western Cape. Let's go to the Western Cape. You know, the Western Cape is an interesting environment compared to the whole country. They may decide and they say, no, not here in Western Cape. No. You people go back to Transkei, go back to Gauteng and do your job there. Don't come and do it here. They might just say that. So you might find it one day, this matter coming as you are asking me now, in the Constitutional Court, but I can vouch and probably put my head down. I don't think the Constitutional Court will say your killing, your slaughtering of your sheep in the suburbs is illegal. I don't think they will say that because they know you've got also a culture like in November and
yes.
December.
Mm-hmm.
So when the boys go in and they are going to be going end up in, you are more likely to find Xhosas and other people in other cultural settings or setups going to slaughter a sheep in their backyard, and they will do so without any fear. And the Constitutional Court, my view is that they will not really stop us from doing so. Dimlo.
Yeah, no. Xhosa, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it. I think it's quite extensive, and you've explained it so beautifully. Thank you so much for your time once again.
God bless you, Mkhonzi. God bless you, man.
Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.